Organizing a party takes a lot of work. There's the venue to be set up, the catering, entertainment and music, the invitations. If it's a wedding, then there's all the ceremony stuff as well. When we throw a significant party, we're happy to do lots of work and planning so that it will be a great event that everyone will totally enjoy. But sometimes things don't go quite to plan. When Jesus traveled around Israel, he announced that God, his father, was throwing a huge party, the wedding of his son. Everyone was invited. The people in Galilee, and now people in Jerusalem, refused the invitation. Although God was inviting everyone, there is a sting to this inclusivity that is totally uncomfortable for us in a politically correct world. We don't want to hear anything about the wicked being judged, or about high standards for holiness, or a place with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yet God wants us to be grown-ups, not babies. Part of being a grown-up is that we learn that our actions have consequences, and that character and moral choices matter. So although everyone is invited to this amazing party, and God's love will always reach us exactly where we are, his love will refuse to let us stay where we were. When the blind and the lame went to Jesus, he didn't say to them, "You are all fine as you are." No, he healed them. So when prostitutes and murderers and corrupt officials went to Jesus, his love welcomed them so that their lives could be healed and transformed. When we are invited to be part of the kingdom party, we need to wear the clothes of love and truth and mercy and justice. If we don't want to wear these clothes, then there really isn't a place for us at this wedding, which is such a shame, but this is the reality. Jesus, help us to be so overwhelmed by your love that we long to let you continue to heal us and change our hearts to grow into your original redeemed image of our lives, grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com.